Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians along the beautiful Southern California coast. Together we seek to grow in individual spirituality and in community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. More information can be found on our website at lajoyaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
I'll be reading from Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 13. There's a season for everything and a time for every matter under the heavens, a time for giving birth and a time for dying, a time for planting and a time for uprooting what was planted, a time for killing and a time for healing, a time for tearing down and a time for building up, a time for crying and a time for laughing, a time for mourning and a time for dancing, a time for throwing stones and a time for gathering stones, a time for embracing and a time for avoiding embraces, a time for searching and a time for losing, a time for keeping and a time for throwing away, a time for tearing and a time for repairing, a time for keeping silent and a time for speaking, a time for loving and a time for hating, a time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from all their hard work? I have observed the task that God has given human beings. God has made everything fitting in its time, but has also placed eternity in their hearts without enabling them to discover what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for them but to enjoy themselves and do what's good while they live. Moreover, this is the gift of God, that all people should eat, drink, and enjoy the results of their hard work. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Okay, I want everyone to be honest with me, all right? When the scripture was read just now, how many of you started humming the tune by the Birds? Yes, right? It was only last week, I am sorry to admit this, but it was only last week that I learned that that song by the Birds was actually a cover song. It was written by Peter Seeger. Did not know that. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. So if that song wasn't in your head before, it is now. I love that song. I always have since I was young. I almost wish that Seeger's version of this text was in the Bible, because I love how he inserted the words turn, turn, turn before groups of seemingly opposing actions. When we read this scripture on paper, it looks like a list of opposites occurring at opposite ends of linear time. But when we insert those words, turn, 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 in between them, we see these words not as a pair of opposites, but as pairs of cycles or dimensions. Like one of those revolving doors, you know, in a big department store. I can never get the timing right, where one person may be going in and another person may be coming out at the same time. Time is turning. So much happens all at once. That's how we experience life, as a constant turning, not necessarily as linear. We're in the middle of Christmastide now. Anyone else feel like they've been constantly turning? I take that as a yes. Constantly running around, traveling, hopefully not by Southwest. God bless you if you did. I'm so sorry. Buying gifts, returning gifts. A time for buying and a time for returning, I think, would be included in there if we wrote that today. Or as our scripture says, a time for keeping and a time for throwing away. So what else have we done this season? How about a time for laughing and a time for weeping? See, there's a reason why we have a blue Christmas service every year. Or how about this one for those of us who went to see family? A time for embracing and a time for avoiding embraces. Can that relate? You don't have to raise your hand or anything. Or a time for loving and a time for hating. And I don't like that word either. Dolly Parton has a song called Family. It's a deep cut. And the first lyrics are, "When it's family, you forgive them, for they know not what they do. When it's family, you accept them, because you have no choice but to." That's perfect. But then she goes on. "When it's family, they're a mirror of the worst and best in you. And they always put you to the test. And you always try to do your best. And just pray for God to do the rest when it's family." I wish some Dolly songs were in the Bible too. How about this one for this time of year? A time for keeping silence and a time for speaking. Pastors really struggle with this one. Every gathering of ministers, everyone that has a microphone is going to be a long event. God tells us in the Bible, wherever two or more gather, there I am. Well, wherever two or more ministers gather, God can't get a word in. Now, I had to wait until I was ordained to tell that joke. Families also struggle with that one. Or what about a time for war and a time for peace? There was a time on a more macro level when that separation was much more clear. Countries knew when they were at war and when they were not. But since World War II, it's been much more nuanced than war or peace. We go in and out of conflicts. Large countries, they actually wage proxy wars in smaller countries. And that's not to mention the insurgencies and the Cold Wars. And in this country, our extreme political divide. It makes me ask, how do we even define war and peace anymore? When we're always kind of at war, when we're always kind of on edge, that has a profound effect on our nervous system, has a profound effect on our emotional state. A constant turning of our lives overwhelms us. Constant doing things overwhelms us. Look at this list of cycles in Ecclesiastes. Almost all of them begin with a verb, an action, something to do. Or in the case of silence, something to not do, which also takes effort. The author of this text describes just about every purpose under heaven, except one. We have to skip to a new paragraph for that. What do workers gain from all their hard work? I have observed the task that God has given human beings. God has made everything fitting in its time, but has also placed eternity in their hearts without enabling them to discover what God has done from beginning to end. What do we get from all this running around? God doesn't intend for our lives to be just one long to-do list, even though some days it feels that way. Because God has also placed eternity in our hearts. Without enabling them to discover what God has done from beginning to end, or in other words, without giving them the burden of a beginning or an ending. God has placed eternity in our hearts so that we don't have to worry about the outcomes, figure everything out, or get everything done, or know all the answers. In fact, right at the end of this scripture, I know there is nothing better for them but to enjoy themselves and do what's good while they live. enjoy themselves and do what's good while they live. So friends, the good news of God today is one, that this sermon is very short, and two, God doesn't expect you to do everything, to know everything, to constantly look good, to be constantly turning. Instead, today, take this time on this rainy Sabbath to do what a lot of Wesleyans around the world are doing today, and just remember your baptism. Remember your covenant with God. Today, this pastor knows when it is time to speak and time to be silent. So I'm going to stop talking and let God whisper divine love into your hearts through the Eucharist and our covenantal prayers. You don't have to do anything, just be. Amen. Normally, what would appear on this screen is response to the word. And I have that listed out right now. It is this: do nothing today. Not one darn thing. Just sit with God in the stillness, in the eye of the hurricane of your life, and that is Christmastide, turning and spinning all around you. And let God remind you of how divinely loved you are. Or maybe, especially when you do nothing to try to earn it. Thanks be to God.